Neil Peart was a Canadian drummer, lyricist, and poet who shared his immense gifts and talents with the world. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about his work, how his values align so deeply with our Unitarian Universalist values, and leave you with a practical takeaway, an easy method to hold a conversation with a friend, a stranger, or a family member with someone at a party. To be completely transparent, Neil Peart is a hero of mine. I initially decided to keep the emotion out of the sermon in an effort to remain unbiased and objective. That being said, I want to tell you about the world's greatest musician and lyricist, and of course, one of the greatest geniuses to have ever lived. Neil Peart was also known as the professor because he resembled the professor on Gilligan's Island. He was born in 1952 in Ontario, Canada. His lyrics for the rock band Rush addressed universal themes and diverse subjects, including science fiction, fantasy, and deep philosophy, as well as secular and humanitarian and libertarian concepts. When Neil first auditioned for Rush, he comically showed up in an old Ford Pinto and wearing shorts and carrying his drums and trash bags. And despite his rocky first impression, his bandmates Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson connected over their shared love for books and music. Neil famously avoided the traditional lifestyle of a rock star. He disliked the spotlight, viewed celebrity as an empty distraction, and considered himself first and foremost a craftsman, a writer, and deeply curious student of life. Later, we will hear a song called Limelight, performed by our UUCL band and sung by Katie Macklin. This song describes how Neil, a natural introvert, struggled with being in the public eye. He preferred the quiet observation of the world around him. In his book, Far and Away, he noted that he had never been bored once in his entire life. So let's take a deeper dive into one of the songs called Free Will. It's one of his most famous songs. I'll read some of the lyrics. There are those who think that life has nothing left to chance. A host of holy rollers to direct our aimless dance. A planet of playthings, we dance on the strings of powers we cannot perceive. The stars aren't aligned, or the gods are malign. Blame is better to give than receive. You can choose a ready guide and some celestial voice. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. You can choose from phantom fears and kindness that can kill. I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will. Throughout history, a lot of religions and belief systems have told people that everything happens for a reason, or that our lives are completely mapped out by fate and destiny. Neil completely rejected that idea. He didn't believe our lives were written out for us ahead of time. Instead, he believed in the amazing and sometimes heavy power of human agency. In the chorus of that song, Neil wrote a line that means a lot to me. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. This line gets right to the heart of how we live our lives. When things get really tough or complicated, it's easy just to throw our hands up and say, well, that's out of my control, or there's nothing I can do. But Neil's words remind us that sitting on the sidelines is still an active choice. doing nothing is a choice. Staying silent is a choice to let things stay exactly how they are. This matches up perfectly with our UU belief in the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and our trust in our own reason and conscience. Because we possess inherent worth, we also possess the agency to act and to be decent human beings. We were born with a brain, empathy, and conscience, and it's up to us to use those tools to help the people around us. Neil's lyrics remind us that we write our own stories. If we want a world filled with more kindness and fairness, we can't sit around for a miracle to happen. We have to actively choose to bring those values to life through our own everyday actions. It's a philosophy of total personal responsibility. It's a philosophy that fits beautifully with our UU calling to use our freedom to build a better world. I hope you walk out of here today with a newfound or already existing love for the band Rush. But if you haven't, you still have made a choice. Now, living out our values and building a better world starts with something very simple, breaking down the walls between us. Yet having a dinner conversation or mingling at a social event can feel awkward and make us feel self-conscious. To bridge that gap, I'd like to share a practical takeaway tool. I know this is so exciting. To help with these situations. If you only take away one practical thing from my sermon today, please let it be this. This is what I would use in my conversation with the late, great Neil Peart. It's called the REST acronym, R-E-S-T. And it was created by a social skills creator called Better Social Skills. It's designed to help people think of easy, engaging, meaningful topics when you meet new people or re-engaging with old friends. I'd like to share this with you. The letters in REST stand for four simple paths to connection. R stands for recreation. What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies? What are you reading right now? Eat. Either ask Anne-Marie or ask a friend, what are your favorite restaurants in town? What do you like to cook? S stands for shows. What are you binge watching? What great movie or plays have you seen recently? And T, travel. Any recent trips? Where do you like to go? Where would you love to travel to if you could? By choosing to engage and choosing to ask and choosing to listen, we honor the presence of the person in front of us.